What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, and I'm super stoked for today's episode 108 on the podcast. Guys, today's live stream, today's podcast, today's replay, whatever you guys are listening on is going to be about energy. It's going to be about living in a certain vibration. It's going to be about making the decision to wake up every single day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and making the decision to say, I am going to be in a high vibrational state today. No matter what my circumstances, I'm going to fucking squish my excuses. I'm going to squish my mistakes. I'm going to squish my embarrassments. I'm going to squish what happened to me yesterday. I'm going to fucking stand up and I'm going to say, I'm the one, and I'm going to live at a high vibrational capacity, a high vibrational level. Guys, you have that potential to do that. I do that. I do that every single day, and I'm no different than you guys. The only difference that might be between me and you is the mindset that I decide to choose for myself. Andrew Dealership, what's going on, boss man? I hope you're having the best Monday of your entire life. If you're just tuning in on Facebook, thank you guys for tuning in. This is going to be a fire episode on the podcast. So guys, vibration, right? You hear about it all the time. You know, it can kind of come off as a woo-woo type of a practice, you know, oh, he's high vibrational, or oh, she has low energy, or, you know, all these things vibrate, trees vibrate, he vibrates, a couch vibrates. Like, you hear this all the time, right? Like, what does that mean? I believe that when you speak about a vibration, or you speak about, you know, vibrational energy, it's exactly that, guys. It's the rate, it's the capacity at which our minds, our souls, and our bodies all radiate at, right? It's the level of frequency that we give off. You know, this energy that I'm giving off to you guys right now is obviously high energy. It's highly vibrational. And that is what it takes, guys, to be truly happy, you know, to make that decision to say, I'm going to have the best day of my entire life. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to go to the gym instead of sitting on my couch and watching Netflix and eating ice cream for the next hour and a half. Like, that is a high vibrational attitude. That is a high vibrational mindset. And you guys literally have that decision to make every 24-hour period. Fuck it. Every second of every day, you have the decision to, you know, let a negative situation, a negative circumstance determine the level of vibration that you're going to give out to not only other people, but your surroundings, and most importantly, to yourself. Guys, hit some fire in the comments if this is hitting with you guys today. I heard a podcast the other day about high vibrational energy, and I was like, oh my God, I am playing at such a low level, right? Like, you guys see me all over social media. I'm always trying to hype up my clients. I'm always doing this and doing that. I'm fucking everywhere, right? But I realized, like, I'm still only playing at 50 or 60% of my full capabilities, of my full capacity. And I heard this message, and I was like, holy crap, like, I'm not playing at my full potential. And it's because my energy and my vibrations are low as fuck. And I'm here to tell you guys that your vibrations, that your energy are probably low as fuck. And until somebody comes into your life and steps into your life and says, Steven, Dealership, Andrew, Gabriel, you're playing at a low fucking level, man. I get it. You're working 60, 70 hour weeks, but you're playing at a low vibrational level. You think you're putting in, like, yes, you might be putting in the work. You might be sacrificing time, but there's always more you can do. There's always more that you can give. There's always a higher vibrational mindset that you can encompass, right? Like, think about it, guys. Like, it's not about being perfect, but it's about improving. It's about taking a mind that was once weak and training it with consistent action and consistent affirmations to telling it, look, you were once here and now you're here. What is our next step? What is the next phase in this progression? Where do you want to go, right? What is the vibration that you want to carry into each and every day? Guys, I struggled with anxiety. I struggled with depression. I struggled with insecurities, and I still do. And I still do. It might not look at it, guys. When I come on live here, when I come onto the podcast, you might not think that I struggle with those things, but guys, I'm here to tell you that that's the reality that I live in. But I make the decision that those things, that anxiety, that depression, those insecurities are not going to dictate my vibration. I'm aware of those things. The first step is acknowledging, yes, I struggle with being an anxious person, right? I struggle with biting my nails. I struggle with overthinking things. I struggle with anxiety in public, with thinking, how do I look, right? Like that happens to me. And I know that happens to so many of you out there. If this resonates with you guys, I want to see some fire in the comments. I want to see who can relate to that, who can relate to struggling with anxiety, to struggling with depression, to struggling with self-critical thoughts or overthinking. I know there's a ton of you guys out there that think the same way as me. I'm not alone. But guys, it is about the decision that you decide to make on how you're going to shift yourself. You're going to shift, right? Because we're in the state of anxiety. We're in the state of depression. We're in the state of insecurity and overthinking. You're aware of it. You acknowledge it. And now you say, okay, let's make a mental shift. Let's trade off now. I'm anxious, but I want to get here. I want to play at more of a high vibrational level. I want more energy. I want to be more positive. I want to be more confident. And then what you do is you decide and say, I'm going to step into that confidence. I'm going to start doing things that allow me to play at a high vibrational level. And you guys have that decision to fucking make. Nobody else is going to make that decision for you. Like, are you going to be the guy at your 10, 15, 20 year class reunion that is like, oh yeah, you know, I'm still working the landscaping business, or I'm still working for Joe Schmo, or I'm still working at Mullitz Aluminum, or whatever you're doing that you were doing at 21 or 24 years old. And at your 10, 15, 20 year class reunion, you're still doing the same shit. Like, do you want to be that guy? Or do you want to be the guy that's like, I started my own company. I've been working my ass off for the last 10 years, or, you know, and now I run a multi-million dollar company, or, you know, I'm the guy that started at 150 pounds. Steven, I started at 167 pounds. Now I'm 196 pounds a year and a half later, bench pressing 320 pounds. I feel super good with my shirt off. I'm in a healthy relationship. I no longer get insecure. Like, whatever it is for you, you have to make that decision today to say, I don't want to be the guy at my class reunion in 15 years from now that didn't change a goddamn thing about not only myself, but the way that I think and the way that I view and perceive myself and the world around me. Like, who are you going to be? Who do you want to be? Like, that's the question you need to ask. Who do you want to be? If you want to be the same motherfucker you were 5 years ago and be the same guy from then to now to in 5 years from now, that's fine. And if you're good with that, fucking that's fine. But if you don't want to be that, I'm here to wake you guys up and say that you need to do a little bit more than what you've been doing to get different results than what you've been getting. And it all comes down to the vibration we decide to play at consistently every 24-hour period. Guys, it comes down to energy. It comes down, you know, we talk about being relentless. We talk about overcoming obstacles. We talk about all of this shit. But if you don't have a vibration, a high vibrational energy and a high vibration and decide and make the decision to be and live in that vibration all of the time, you're not going to change. Your mind dictates all. Your mind dictates and perceives the surroundings and the environment that is around you. Like, you guys got to get that through your fucking minds today, through this podcast and through this live stream. Guys, if I'm hitting it, hit some fire. If I'm hitting the message today, hit some fire. If I'm relating with you guys and you've been there and you've struggled with these things, with anxiety and depression and self-confidence, and you made that decision to say, Chance, I'm ready. I'm stepping into who I'm supposed to be. I'm stepping into a higher platform, a higher power, a higher source of energy, a higher source of vibration. Hit some fire. I want to see that this is hitting with somebody today. Guys, I am not playing, man. I am not playing with you guys. I'm trying to wake somebody up. I'm trying to show you guys that if you can get on a new level, if you can play in a new field, in a new fucking, you got to separate yourself, guys. You got to separate yourself from who you used to be. You see, guys, you are always going to get the same result. You're always going to get the same girl or the same guy or the same level of respect from your friends if you continue to play at the same fucking level. That's what you guys need to understand. But as soon as you can shift your mindset into believing that not only do you deserve it and that you're worth it, But as long as you play at a high vibrational level, anything is fucking possible. You guys need to know this. And I want you all to know this. I want you all to get this from today's podcast, from the live. And by the way, guys, if you're just tuning in, you need to go back and rewatch this podcast. Rewatch this live. Rewatch this podcast. Hashtag replay. Hashtag I'm here. Guys, I am not playing with you today. Vibration is everything. Vibration is who we are to the core. It's who we are to the core. I mean, guys, I can walk into a room. Watch this. I'm going to blow your fucking minds. I could walk into a room wearing the same thing at the same time of day with the same exact people in the room in the same environment, right? Variables are all the same. The only difference is my vibration, is the level of energy I decide to play at, right? I walk into a room. My mood is down. I'm just walking in. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, how you doing? I'm good. Hey. You know, maybe like picking up my hands or something, right? You go from that to, hey, what's going on, guys? How's it going? Yeah, man, it's good to see you, bro. Oh, man, I'm freaking crushing it, bro. Like, I started this online coaching business, and, dude, I'm loving it, bro. I just crushed the gym yesterday. I hit a 315 squat, and, yeah, man, I got a new girlfriend. Like, she's awesome. She's always there for me. She loves me, like, unconditionally. I'm just super fucking happy. How you doing, bro? Tell me about you. Like, you guys see the difference in energy there? Like, walking into a room just kind of, like, moping, like, yeah, man, hey, how's it going? Like, all, like, timid. Or you just walk in and you say, hey, how's it going, guys? You know, good to see you. Same exact scenario, same environment, same people, same situation, same time of the day. I don't give a fuck. Name it, all the same variables, but the only difference is the level of vibration and energy I decide to play at, right? And you see the difference, right? Like, if I walked into a room the first way, I can already feel my energy starting to manifest everybody around me, right? I'm all down and shit. As soon as they see that I'm down and they see I'm playing at a low vibration, they're all going to try to come down and match my energy, right? Same thing, guys, when I get on the live here. Who here feels that their vibration and that their energy levels fucking immediately skyrocket when they get onto my live stream? Who in here feels that way? Because I feel that way when I get on to my mentors and my coaches' live streams and podcasts. When I listen to them speak, I'm like, fired up. Let's go. Let's go. My vibration skyrockets. Huge difference. Huge difference, Steven. Yes. Yes. Guys, it is about how you carry. It's about this vibration, baby. Are you guys full of fire? Are you full of lightning? Right? Are you full of sludge? Are you full of shit that's just dragging you down? Right? What are you filling your minds with every day? What are you filling your fucking mind and your soul with? You're filling it with toxic food and seed oils and Netflix and blue light before bed and EMFs through your AirPods and no sunlight and a vegan diet, no exercise? Or are you fueling it with sunlight, with fucking water, with red meat, with all the good stuff, with exercise, with resistance training, with a quality tribe around you, a good supportive group, a good supportive network, a family, right? Like, what are you deciding to surround yourself with? Because all of that is going to have a huge impact with the vibration that resides within you, right? That's all going to affect the vibration that's within you. Guys, hit some hearts, hit some fire if I'm hitting this right now. I want to see some people in the comments. I want to see that this is hitting someone in the chest today, guys. Vibration is everything. I want to see it in the comments. Steven, vibration is everything. Let me see it in the comments. I don't care if you're on the replay. I don't care if you're on the podcast. If you're on the podcast, I want you to screenshot your screen and I want you to tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness and I want you to say vibration is everything. And I want you to post it on your story. Tag me so I see that you guys got some value from today's episode. Vibration is everything. Come on now, guys. Happy freaking Monday. I hope you guys are having the best day, not just Monday, but the best day ever. Have the best fucking day of your whole life. Come on. That's some high vibrational shit. That's some high vibrational energy. When I tell you guys to have the best day ever, come on. Come on. We're not playing here, guys. We're playing past the ceiling. We're playing high, man. Guys, I'm high on life. I don't take drugs. I don't drink. It sucks that I don't work out because that's my drug of choice. But guys, I'm high on life, man. I am high on this. I'm high on you guys. I'm high on my clients. I'm high on success. I'm high on getting my nose fixed in 20 days and hopefully getting all of my issues fixed and feeling good and praising the Lord. And that's what I'm high on. What are you guys high on? I'm high on life. I play at a high vibration. I play a high vibration every 24 hours. Even when I'm down, I try to pull myself up. And if I'm down and I can't get up, I look at my girlfriend, or I look at people in my life, my family, my clients even, right? Like, Steven, bro, you've been there for me, man. Like, I look at people around me to hold me up, to say, Chance, get off your ass, show that high vibrational energy, and be you, dude. Go out and be you. Yes, every day is the new best day of my life. Yes. Steven Sella, my man in the building. Yes, sir. Spitting the facts, bro. Spitting the fire. Let's go. Tony, brother, you just missed a fire podcast episode. You guys have some water. Make sure you guys are drinking your water today. Like I said, feed the mind, feed the body, feed the spirit with positive, high vibrational foods and things, right? That's what it's about. So you can play on that higher level. You guys got to play on that higher level to expect a new and progressive result out of your life. If you guys want to take it to the next level, you guys can't be playing down here. You guys have to be playing through this. You guys got to be playing at a whole new level, a whole new vibrational level. Energy is everything in this game. You guys want to transform your bodies, right? You want to put on 15 pounds of muscle. You want to feel confident taking your shirt off at the beach. You want to feel good and look good when you're naked, right? Who doesn't want that? Shit, that's part of the reason why I started working out in the first place. I was so insecure, not only taking my shirt off because I was always a skinny kid, but I was like 16, right? And I still haven't lost my virginity yet, right? A little TMI, but that's just the truth of it. And I knew like pretty soon that was going to happen for me. And I was like, I need to start work. I want to feel good. Like, I want to feel good here, right? So that when I do take it to the bedroom and I start to have those experiences as a young man, I can feel good. I can feel confident. I mean, who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to feel good when they're having sex? Who doesn't want to feel good when they're at the beach and they take their shirt off? Like, it's impressive, guys, when you're with family or friends and you're the outcast, you're the one with the six pack, right? You're the one that has shredded abs. You're the one that has the bicep vein, right? You're the one that has a big bulky chest and you feel good and you feel strong, right? The traps, you got the veins coming down in your lats, right? You got the thick quads. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to feel confident and good in their own skin? The reason why I love it so much, guys, is because I was once that skinny kid. I hated taking my shirt off. I hated being naked. I didn't like it because I didn't feel good in my own skin. And I know there's so many of you out there that might feel the same exact way. But guys, have the best day ever. That's all I got for you today. I got to go. I got a super busy day. I got a super busy week before the Keys. I'm going to be doing my client check-ins next Friday, not this Friday, from the Florida Keys. So that's going to be really cool. So that's it. That's all. I will open it up for questions for a couple minutes after I end this podcast. If you guys are still listening, thank you so much for listening all the way through. If you are listening on the podcast and you guys want to help me spread this message to more people, the way that we do that is through our ratings and reviews. So if you guys go scroll all the way down on our show, The Relentless Life with Chance Galloway, scroll all the way down, click ratings and reviews. You click reviews and you can leave us a review however you felt about today's message. If you gained some value, speak about maybe what you learned, how vibration is everything. And that will help me with the algorithm on the Apple Podcast app get this message to more people, as many people as possible. We're trying to affect billions, baby. I'm not doing this for the small time. I'm not doing this at a low vibrational level, guys. I'm doing this to affect billions of people, millions, billions. I don't care, guys. I want to affect the entire world with my message. I want to change as many lives as possible with this mentality, with the relentless life, with making the decision that I'm going to get up every day and I'm going to be great. I'm going to go out. I'm going to serve the world. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to look good. I'm going to shake my anxiety and I'm going to be a good human being to my community. That's what it's about. It's about doing that. It's about serving. It's about feeling good. Guys, because life is so short. We don't know All of our lives are going to expire one day. We don't know when our last day is. So let's give it our all. Let's be freaking relentless. And I will see you guys tomorrow at 12 p.m. for Tuesday's podcast episode. And stay tuned for that one, guys. Super excited for that. 12 p.m. tomorrow. Much love, much respect. Stay freaking relentless. We'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.